Steve again. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Before the end of this half hour, I'll get to a little bit of college sports. You can jump around with me then. But to kick off this next segment, I have had the darndest time today with a couple of images, like making the things work together in my head. It's a brainy no worky moment for me. I'm wondering if you all are having these moments of cognitive dissonance as well. And I wanted to share them with you because I'm disgusted. I'm confused. Again, brainy no worky for me. And usually I like to hope that my brainy works pretty good, but not today so much. Here's image one that I cannot make freaking work. I talked about this yesterday. It was one of my quick things at the top of yesterday's show. But you may have heard that Roger Goodell announced that, they're going to get rid of that whole end racism thing for the Super Bowl. They're going to go with, something about love, right? Like love everybody. I don't know what it is, but something about love. Nothing wrong with love. I love love as much as the next guy does. But they're scrubbing the end racism bit. And it occurs to me, coincidentally, I'm sure they have nothing to do with one another. Donald Trump has announced that he is going to attend the Super Bowl. Nothing like, taking away from the sporting event and the athletes that work their whole lives to get to that very moment by attending, but whatever. Donald Trump attending the Super Bowl, Roger Goodell scrubbing end racism in favor of, I think it's choose love is the new tagline. Yeah, so you got that. You got Trump. And oh, yeah, by the way, didn't Trump once tell Colin Kaepernick to get off the field and that the guy should never play football again? Why? Because he took a knee to protest the killing of unarmed Black people at the hands of police. But Trump's also a free speech advocate. I mean, like, I can't make it work, people. I cannot make it work. It's making my brain hurt today. I just think that this is not... This is just... every day there's some ridiculous, absurd inconsistency. And I just want to say this about inconsistencies. The inconsistencies, the fact that you cannot make it work, that the things just do not go together, it is not just rank hypocrisy. Without excuse, without fig leaf, it's not just rank hypocrisy. It's pointing you to this idea that all of this, all of these things that Donald Trump and the MAGAs tell you they believe in is all a bunch of hooey. All of those issues, all of those beliefs, all of their positions are entirely transactional these days. It doesn't tie back to any fundamental core value because they'll trash those values in the next breath if it suits whom? Well, I used to say just the big orange Cheeto, but now it's apparently if it serves the tech bros like Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord, or the Cheeto. So that's what these inconsistencies, this is when my brain tells me that something just isn't working and it's making my head hurt. It's often because of this very thing. So free speech for some. Yeah, no, not it's not free speech for everybody. They're not free speech advocates. It's free speech for me, not for you. Rules for thee and not rules for me. This is the party of MAGA and Donald Trump. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense. None of it makes any sense. Which brings me to image number two, which is, frankly, perhaps more offensive than the problem I have with that first collection of images. And it came to me today as I had to listen to Speaker Mike Johnson. But doesn't he have the most whiny little snivelly voice? Had to listen to Speaker Mike Johnson talk about the incredible partnership between the Republican Party and Israel. Of course, he doesn't really mean the state of Israel. He doesn't mean the people of Israel. He doesn't mean Jewish people. He means the intimate relationship between the MAGA cult and Bibi Netanyahu. Lest we forget that the leader of a nation does not, at times, encompass the interests, beliefs, or values of every citizen or resident of that nation. We're certainly experiencing a little bit of that today, right here in the United States. But he went on and on about this, these deep ties, this close partnership. And I couldn't make it work because, of course, you had Trump, you know, flying off at the mouth with Netanyahu a couple days ago at the White House. Yeah, we'll just take over Gaza. And then the White House was like, no, he didn't really mean that. And then today they're like, no, he does really mean that. And Netanyahu's like, that's great. Take it off my hands. You know, a little ethnic cleansing at home for Donald Trump, a little ethnic cleansing abroad. So Mike Johnson, Bibi Netanyahu, Donald Trump, yes, were supposedly some great partners with Israel. No. Because how do we know this? We know this because Donald Trump himself, after watching neo-Nazis commit heinous acts of violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, told us, of course, there are very good people on both sides. Lest we forget, let's listen to what he said way back then. Cut 22.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue.
I'm sorry, that is a great friend to Jewish people? So, yeah, Mike Johnson, Bibi Netanyahu, Donald Trump, very fine people on both sides. Oh, yeah, and then our billionaire overlord, Elon Musk, putting up the Nazi salute, not once, but twice, and lest we miss the point or his clear knowledge of what that represents. Days later, he was speaking to a neo-Nazi far-right German political party, the AfD. So make it make sense. Make my head not hurt. I cannot put the square peg in the round hole. If you can, give me a call, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. My good conservative friend Gary from Sussex, welcome to the show, sir. Help me make it not make my head hurt.
Well, I don't know if I can make your head not hurt anymore unless you take some aspirin or something.
But, fair enough, my friend.
This is what I think. And I listen to the guys on the radio all the time this morning, and everybody's whining about Donald Trump. This is what I think you guys should do.
Okay. Just hit me.
Let it go. I'm just telling you. Let it all go.
Let which He's part? The ethnic cleansing part? The racism
everything.
Part? The,
no,
like,
just,
rapey parts? The, like, the criminality everything. Parts? The billionaire overlord parts? All of it. We're just supposed to wash our hands of our duties as American citizens? Okay, but flesh it out for me. Then what happens?
Just let it all go, and stop. Just don't get me wrong here. I like listening to you. I love listening to you, and I'm doing this
Thank
with
you,
respect.
Gary.
So I'm not trying to be a smart rear end here, but just let it go. And if he fails, then in 4 years from now, then just do whatever you guys want to do. But if you keep bucking him on it, like you always say, you know, together we'll
do
support,
better.
We'll do better. And divided, we're going to fall. Okay, so take that advice. And as far as Donald Trump is, when he went out there,
hey, Gary, can I just before you get to the next
sure.
point, I want to ask you a question.
Go
Would
ahead.
You feel comfortable with that position? Let's just forget our politics for a second. Would you feel right. comfortable with that position if you? Or a child of yours was transgender?
Well, as far as I'm glad that I don't, I do have biracial grandchildren, which is cool. I love.
Why are you, wait. Why are you glad that neither you nor any of your kids or grandchildren are transgender?
Because I would have a really, really hard time with it.
Wait. Hang on, Gary. Work with me here. Work with me.
Okay.
Setting aside your beliefs about being transgender, and you also spoke about having kids that may have had a black or a brown parent, right? That are... But let's sit here for a second. Like, forget your personal beliefs about transgender people. Why would you not want to be trans yourself? Do you think it might be because trans people are under threat? Did you maybe mention in your language your biracial kids? Because Donald Trump says racist things that black people and brown people that aren't white and people that aren't cisgendered and straight are under active threat? Might that be a reason that doing nothing and just letting it happen might be just fine for someone in your position, but a grave danger to people who don't look like you?
I believe that everybody in this country should be protected, whether you're white, black, transgender, gay, or whatever. I think that we all have a right. As far as some of this stuff that's going on with the transgenders in sports and stuff like that, I was so happy that they
Gary, stick with me. We're not talking about transgender athletes. That's a topic for a different day. But what you just said, Gary, is incredibly important. You said that everyone in this country, no matter who you are, trans, straight, right, hetero, black, white, female, male, whatever it is, we deserve to be safe. But you began this call by telling me basically, and I you are a respectful guy, I don't mean this in a glib, to kind of chill out and just let it happen. But if everyone deserves to be safe, Gary, and I agree with you, that does not permit me, and I think other people like you, Gary, who are people of good faith, to do nothing and to just let it happen. Because people are unsafe today, and they are more unsafe because of the words and actions of Donald Trump. Do you think that Donald Trump has made transgender, black and brown people and women more or less safe in the 3 weeks that he's been our president?
I don't think that he's picking on any ethnic or transgender people. I think that he's trying to get DEI.
But that wasn't my question. I didn't ask you about his intent, Gary. I'm asking you about his impact. In the 3 weeks that Donald Trump has been president, are your language here, biracial grandkids safer now than they were the day he took office?
Yeah, I don't see any difference. Maybe I live in Sussex. I don't see a lot of stuff, but I do work in Milwaukee. I'm in Milwaukee right now working on a job, and I'm standing outside with my toolbox, freezing outside, talking to you maybe.
Gary,
I don't want them to think I'm a liberal.
Let me just say this, Gary. First of all, I thank you and I love you for standing outside. It is windy and cold today, so thank
you
for doing that.
And I'm in my shorts without a coat. Maggie,
you're a true Wisconsinite, Gary. I just want to say this, Gary. I don't believe that your grandkids are safer today than the day that Donald Trump took office.
They are.
I don't believe that transgender... If you ask other black folks, right, it's my opinion. And the reason that I can't sit idly by and just let it happen is because I have a good faith, true belief that transgender people, women, and your grandkids, Gary, are under threat. I really appreciate you calling me, friend. Keep listening, keep calling. We're going to come back on the other side